From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. One Israeli city puts at least a temporary hold on new settlements. A Jerusalem municipality committee has canceled a plan today to act on request for hundreds of new Israeli settlement homes on land taken in the 1967 war and later annexed. The issue affecting East Jerusalem had been scheduled just days after a UN Security Council resolution was adopted because of a U.S. abstention criticizing Israeli settlement activity as detrimental to peace with Palestinians. Israel Tuesday insisted it had ironclad information. The U.S. had orchestrated the wording and passage of the resolution, drawing this response from U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner.
The United States did not draft this resolution, nor did it put it forward. It was drafted, initially introduced, as we all know, by Egypt in coordination with the Palestinians and others. When it was clear that the Egyptians and the Palestinians would insist on bringing this resolution to a vote and that every other country on the council would in fact support it.
Toner's comments came ahead of Secretary of State John Kerry's speech laying out his vision of an Israeli-Palestinian peace that's scheduled for a few hours from now. The issue was a main focus for Kerry when he took the top post at the State Department in February of 2013, but years of negotiations, including some intense periods of shuttle diplomacy, have failed to yield an agreement. Turkey and Russia have reached agreement on a ceasefire plan comprising the whole of Syria. Now, the two countries will work to ensure that it comes into effect at midnight Wednesday night. So reports Turkey's state-run news agency. More as the story develops. This is VOA News. Russia's defense ministry says search teams have recovered another flight recorder from a military plane that crashed in the Black Sea, killing all 92 aboard. The ministry said the second recorder was lifted from the seabed Wednesday. The first flight recorder was found the previous day, and experts have started analyzing its data to determine the crash's cause. The Tu-154 of the Russian defense ministry crashed into the sea early Sunday, 2 minutes after taking off in good weather from the city of Sochi. It was carrying members of the Alexandrov Ensemble, widely known as the Red Army Choir, to a New Year's concert at a Russian military base in Syria. The defense minister says 17 bodies and 223 body fragments have been recovered from the crash site. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe made a symbolic visit to Pearl Harbor with President Barack Obama Tuesday, commemorating the victims of Japan's World War II attack and promising that his country would never wage war again. The visit, just weeks before Republican President-elect Donald Trump takes office, was meant to highlight the strength of the U.S.-Japan alliance amid concerns that Trump could forge a more complicated relationship with Tokyo. Abe said, "I offer my sincere and everlasting condolences to the souls of those who lost their lives here, as well as to the spirits of all of the brave men and women whose lives were taken by a war that commenced in this very place." President Obama said Abe's visit proved that wounds could be healed.
The presence of Prime Minister Abe here today reminds us of what is possible between nations and between peoples. Wars can end. The most bitter of adversaries can become the strongest of allies.
Japanese forces attacked Pearl Harbor with torpedo planes, bombers, and fighter planes on the morning of December 7, 1941, pounding the U.S. fleet moored there in the hopes of destroying U.S. power in the Pacific. Next year will be the most opportune time for North Korea to bolster its nuclear program because of upcoming leadership changes in the United States and South Korea. That's the prediction of a senior North Korean official who defected recently to the South. The man defected to South Korea in August, becoming the most senior North Korean official to defect in almost 20 years. At a news conference Tuesday with South Korean reporters, Tae Young-ho, who was North Korea's second highest-ranking diplomat in London, made clear he was not aware of the status of North Korea's nuclear program, but expressed confidence that China would not severely discipline North Korea for its nuclear program. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.